Well, am I going to get to preach? Okay, turn in your Bible this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas has forsaken me, Paul wrote, having loved this present world. Isn't that a sad statement? Here's one of Paul's co-workers. Here's one that's going out with him on missionary journeys. And he forsook him. How many preachers have started a work, get the church in debt, and the people leave the debt on the preacher? It happens a lot. That's the reason I just wasn't going to let no debt be put on it, and I'd be left with it. But the Apostle Paul experienced trying to serve the Lord, and one of his fellow workers left him. How many people have failed to have the best life because they're a quitter? Are you a quitter? That's what I'm going to talk about today. Are you a quitter? The man that quit. A quitter never achieves. Quitters are losers. What if the Wright brothers had not persisted in making an airplane? Time after time, they had to try to make that plane fly. When I forget how many thousands of times Edison tried to make a light bulb before he ever got one to work. The first known antibiotic, known as penicillin, was discovered by Alexander Fleming. What if he'd been a quitter? You know how important penicillin has been as an antibiotic. Winners are those who persist against all odds sometimes, folks. Quitters never win. I want you to listen to me this morning. Quitters never win. A winner don't quit. A quitter is a person who gives up easily or does not have the determination to finish a task. God is looking for those who are not quitters to use to accomplish His will. He's looking for people that's in there for the long haul, to go all the way. And it won't be easy. It won't be easy. We know that John Mark, another one of the apostles' missionary comrades, they started out on the first missionary journey, and John Mark quit. He had to go back home or went somewhere else. Then you remember the woman in the Bible, in the book of Ruth, named Orpah, who was a daughter-in-law to Naomi? She chose to quit too. She wouldn't go with Naomi back to Bethlehem. She chose to go back, the Bible says, to her people and to her gods. And you never hear tell of Orpah anymore. Wrong decisions, bad decisions, quitters. You're not determined to serve the Lord and do the will of the Lord. Remember Jonah? The prophet Jonah? He was a quitter. God told him to go to Nineveh, and he went the opposite direction. They didn't want to go preach to them Ninevites. Them was mean, wicked, evil people. They had devastated the Jewish people in times past. He didn't want them people saved. Has you got somebody you don't want saved? Oh, don't be like that. We want everybody saved. God loves everybody. Jesus died for everybody. So Jonah, he rebelled. What happened? He gone on a ship, going a different way. But God wasn't going to let him get by that easy. He went up in the belly of a fish, the bottom of the ocean. After 3 days, he was spewed out. When he come out of that fish that time, he was ready to go to Nineveh. He only had a 9-worded sermon to preach. 9 words. That was how long his message was. If I practice, I might could remember that one too. But you know what? Even after he went and preached that 9-worded sermon, and everybody in that city got saved. And that was one of the biggest cities. There was more people saved in that at that time than's ever been saved in history by a backslid Baptist. We like to pick on the Baptist, don't we? And after he saw all those people were saved, that God would save all those people and not punish them, he got up on a hill under a vine and went to pouting. He was a quitter. A quitter. And the last thing we see of Jonah, he's pouting. That's the end of him in the Bible. Judas Iscariot was a quitter. Think of what a privilege Judas Iscariot had. He was going to be one of the 12 disciples of the Lord God Almighty. One of the 12 chosen. Oh, he accepted to be one of the disciples. He even went out and performed miracles, no doubt. But we know the story of Judas. He betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. What's the last thing we know about Judas? He went out and hung himself. And he'd already thrown the money away at the feet of the religious leaders, because it condemned him. He was a quitter. He could have been one of the victorious 12, but he was a quitter. Are you a quitter? Are you determined to serve the Lord? I want you to think about it today. It takes more than saying, I'm going to go on. It takes more than that. It's going to take conviction. It's going to take gumption. It's going to take determination. It's going to take the grace of God, because there's a lot of things you face when you're going to serve the Lord. The devil's going to make sure of that. He really is. There's no telling what will happen to quitters. There's no telling what blessing you will miss if you're a quitter. When I was in high school, I wanted to play baseball so bad I could eat it. I was telling Brother Chaffetz that the other day. We were going down to Wilmington together. I just love baseball. But my dad needed me on the farm, so I had to stay on the farm. But finally, my sophomore year, Daddy said, well, son, if you'll just take that bush axe and go around this 100-acre farm and cut me a turn row for my tractor, I'll let you go out for baseball. You know, that weren't too big a chore. I got me a bush axe, amen, because I wanted to play baseball. You got to serve the Lord with the same determination. You want to serve the Lord? You got to make up your mind. So I went out for baseball. And I was the only one on that team that went out that had never played organized baseball. I'd always played out in the cow pasture where the cows had, That's where we played, me and my brother, brothers. But I was playing with them boys that played Babe Ruth ball. And so my junior year, I had made the team, first string. And my senior year. How was I going to get home? It was 12 miles from my home to the baseball field. There was one way that this could be done, because my dad was not going to burn any gas to go get me to play ball. So what did I do? Did I really want to play ball? Yeah. That's what I did. And I also done this. And I also done this for miles. I wanted to play ball. I was going to play ball. Daddy said I could play ball. Nothing was going to keep me from playing ball. It was hard, but from time to time I'd get rides. Sometimes the coach would take me home. Sometimes the dry cleaner man would take me home. And it just kept working around. A man started a job up there that lived down below our house. I got to ride with him each evening. I mean, I didn't have sense enough to ask God to make a way for me. And I was a Christian. But I, like a lot of us when we're young, we think we're saved, but you don't know how to talk to God. But my senior year, because we kept persisting, I was on the team that won the North Carolina State Championship. Boy, how exciting that was to this little old boy. And I got to pitch one of the games. What's my point? My point is, I'm no quitter. My dad opened the door for me to play baseball. I was going to play baseball. God called me to preach. And boy, have I had problems. Have I had problems? And I won't go into all the problems. But I'm going to tell you something. God called me to preach, and I know it, and I ain't stopping. I've had three out here before. Brother Chase, I've had three. Me and my wife and somebody else. I don't remember who it was. Might have been my brother back there. I don't quit. I'm on a team that's better than a ball team now. I've learned something from persisting that keeps me going today when it's so difficult. By persisting, God has given us a church here. I didn't have a dime to build this church. It's here. We never went to no bank to get no money. God gave us a radio ministry. I look back on those times then, back then when I had no money, had a door open to have a 5-day-a-week radio program. You know what? We never owed the station. We always kept our bills paid. We've had one time, and Johnny can verify that recently, we had a problem over the station that wasn't getting paid. But they weren't sending us a bill. Remember that, Johnny? About 3 or 4 months ago. But that's the only time. That station down at Fairmont the other day, I talked to him. He said, "Preacher, y'all got an excellent reputation paying bills with us. We pay our bills." What I'm saying is, I don't have money, but God gets the bill paid, Brother Javis. When you're committed, you can't be a quitter, though. You can't be a quitter. We're on a journey to heaven. Boy, what's waiting for you when you get to heaven if you're not a quitter? I'm trying to challenge you today. You're going to have some dark days. You're going to have some bad days. The devil wants you to throw up your hands. The devil wants you to stop and see there ain't no use. There is a use. There's a God. Don't quit. You read all these Bible characters, they had troubles and trials. They didn't quit. It was not easy walking 12 miles and it's so hot. Sometimes it was pouring rain on me. I wanted to play ball. I was going to play ball. Daddy said I could. I played ball. Now I'm on a greater team. I'm on the Lord's team. And you are too if you're a born-again believer. And don't be a quitter. Try to be on first string. Amen? Try to be on the first string. I don't like sitting on the second string or no string. It was eating me up that sophomore year when I had no experience and I had to sit there on the bench and watch them play. But the second year, I got a chance. I got my chance. God's been good to me. God's been good to me. I've been down and out, but when I got right with God, things begin to change in my life, and I know I cannot lose because God's not a quitter either. The Bible says God keeps working on us. God don't quit. We got to be determined. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. Since I've been preaching, I've had 4 heart attacks. And I never had no health issues, so I started preaching. None. Zip. When I started preaching, I had 4 heart attacks. I had a bypass. I have diabetes. I have leukemia. I've had blood poison. They said I was supposed to die. I'm still here. I lost half the sight in my right eye. I can't hear. I have sinus infection often. It puts me in the hospital. Satan's constantly after me, Lord. You know why? I ain't no quitter. We can't be quitters, church. How many people have I seen come to this church? Coming through them doors. They've come in here and they've sat down. Boy, we're going to come in here. We're going to serve the Lord. They've quit. I had two of my best members, I thought, come in one time and they said, "Preacher, we just love this church. This is our church." I ain't seen them since in this church. They quit that fast. One of them's dead already. I've seen some bad things happen to people that quit. Quit. How many times has my heart been ripped out because people will not be faithful? Yeah, see, it's so hard, folks. Every Sunday, for the last 40 years, I've expected this place to be full. And I hadn't seen it yet. I seen it one time full. I seen this full. I seen them standing inside the wall full. I seen them at the bank standing up full. But it was at a funeral. Come hear the gospel. People don't come. We built this church so anybody, I don't care who you are, red, yellow, black, or white, you're all precious in His sight. This church was built for that. and I've had a time getting people to come. Because some churches don't want nobody but their little crowd at it. But I weren't going to be like that. Yes, I can't quit. I'm going to try to do better. Maybe one day more people will come. And let's serve our great God and Savior. I study, I read, I study, I prayed, I've cried and cried, I've begged and begged. But tell me one other person, church, that's got a ministry that reaches as far as ours. I dedicate find one, brother. God don't do things the way we want to do them. God don't do things the way we want to do them. You know what God's doing? God's letting a few choice people come here today as a Bible believer, and I don't know of any quarreling and fussing anywhere. I might be the last to know, but I don't know of any. But we're in good fellowship here, working together, loving together, serving together. Hey, we're no quitter, amen? Amen. We can't quit. I'm on a journey. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to hear him say, well done. When God called me to preach, he just gave me a Bible. I've told some of you about my first Bible. I had an old dime store Bible when I started. But I saw my younger brother. His wife was over at my dad's house. And she had a black Bible. And she happened to open up that Bible, and I seen that Bible, and I said to myself, great day in the morning, what a Bible. I wish I had me a Bible like that. A week later, I had that very Bible I was looking at. It come from California. She said God dealt with her about her Bible, that I ought to have it. And she gave me her Thompson King James Bible, the best Bible to ever been. Man, this is my fifth one. I wore them out. But I got me a new one back there, amen? Yeah. God makes a way. His way. I guess God's keeping me humble. Keeping me humble, Brother Chavis. Yeah, I can't quit. I've studied behind some great men. John Wolver, Charles Ryrie, Dwight Pentecost, J. Vernon McGee, just to name a few. Oh, great day, what men these men were. I got their books. Then God let me enroll in Liberty University up in Virginia. I don't know how it is today, but boy, when I enrolled in it back in the 80s, now that was a university. That was a Bible university. Amen. Great day that Bible teachers there they had. Telling you about all the things that's happened to me, I had my appendix then to burst. Folks, I keep telling people I've had everything but a baby. But I'm still here, amen? And I can hardly wait the next Sunday. I've already got my sermon done. Yeah. And it's a good one. You don't want to miss that one. But let's talk about being a quitter. Come on, say it with me. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm committed to try to preach God's word the best I can. I didn't come up here to tell jokes. Terry's stories. Some of my preacher friends over in the fellowship that I used to go to, they were good at jokes. They could keep the crowd a-rolling. Hey, listen, folks, God didn't call us to tell jokes. God called us to preach this book here. And the 30 minutes that I stretch into nearly an hour, you don't get to cover very much in that book there. It's so rich. And it's so needed for all of us. If you believe God's word and live by it, you'll be incredibly blessed. Now, when God says, I'm going to bless you, that don't mean necessarily material things. He'll take care of your material needs. But God blesses spiritually, which is the greatest of blessings, and which are the kind of blessings he promised the church, spiritual blessings. He promised Israel material blessing. He promised the church spiritual blessings. Look at the people in the Bible who were faithful to the Lord and how the Lord used them and blessed them. Being a Christian is not going to be easy. Just because you're a Christian don't mean a flood won't come and wipe out everything you got. It won't mean you won't have cancer either. Or heart attacks. The same thing befall us Christians that befall the unsaved people. We're living in a world that's cursed with sin. And Satan's going to make sure he takes a swipe at every one of us as every chance he gets. I don't like it, but that's the way it is. Even Jesus Christ was confronted by the devil for 40 days in the wilderness. Now, when the devil confronted Jesus, he had 40 days of nothing to eat or drink. Great day, I got to have Pepsi once in a while, folks. I like what Paul said in Philippians 3:14. You ought to mark this in your Bible. This is a great verse. You know, Jesus didn't quit either, although he faced the devil. He faced all the persecution from the religious leaders. Can you imagine someone spitting in your face? Great day, folks. Jesus didn't quit. Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This Christian life is a life you just keep pressing. You just keep trying. You just keep being committed. When you don't feel like it, you still go. Because you're on a cause that's far greater than anything else. And folks, I think one of the greatest blessings that you'll ever get in your life is when you die and you go to the gates of heaven. If the Lord can't say well done, it's going to be kind of embarrassing. Amen? It's going to be embarrassing. Especially if you're a quitter. Don't be a quitter. We must keep in front of us where we're heading. Where are you going? To heaven. Stay on the road. It's narrow. We're going to a world of no troubles. Sure, I'm going to stay on that narrow road if I can get where there ain't no troubles. Amen. No sorrows. You ever live day after day expecting the phone to ring and somebody tell you something tragic? That's the way I live. Sometimes I hate to answer the phone. I try to answer the phone joyfully. Brother Chavis will call and I say, well, praise the Lord. But then I've got to thinking about it. Maybe he might have bad news one day and I'm not answering right. But I don't mean to offend anybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't want to be a quitter. We're going to a place where there's no hate. You ever see anybody look at you and they hate you? And you don't even know them, but they hate you? Don't even know you! But you can see it in their eyes. They're eating you up. When I was playing baseball with the Tri-County League, I was the only white boy on 10 teams. But you know what? I didn't have a single person that treated me in any manner that was wrong. There was no hate back in them days, Brother Chavis. We got along. We enjoyed one another. My, what a good time I had with those Indian boys. But today, people just hate you because of who you are. And you didn't make who you were. God made you for a reason. Amen. We're going to our Father's house. Boy, that's going to be something, ain't it? Go to our Father's house. They said, don't go to mine, it's dirty. We're going to the Father. Can y'all imagine how glorious that house is going to be? How glorious it's going to be? How shiny it's going to be? What a friendly environment it's going to be? What a welcoming environment when we get to the Father's house, folks, because we're not a quitter. My daddy used to go to town sometimes, that old car he had. I've gone out to Biker Field, suckered Biker by myself. At good rating, I just kept suckering the Biker. Why? I want to surprise daddy. Yeah. I had a good daddy. He finally let him play ball. Listen. I worked when it rained. We didn't get out of the rain. We didn't quit. When you're on the farm, you got to keep getting it. Quitters don't make it, folks. That leaves a bad name, don't it? I bet Mr. Chavis, when he hires somebody to work, he don't want no quitters. He wants somebody that's going to be there every morning jumping to get to the job. Amen? If you find one like that, let me know. When I see my Lord and Savior, I don't want him to see a quitter. I don't want the Lord to say, son, I wish you'd have done better. I don't want him to say, son, I had better plans for you. I don't want that, folks. Yes, sir. I want to give him the best. Look what he did for me. Amen. That's the reason I don't have no trouble getting to church at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned it again, Lord. Hey, I seen somebody's heard it and they were here before 10 o'clock this morning on the back row back there. Ooh, I like to have a Baptist fit this morning. I saw that. Love you, brother. Love y'all. Oh, I love that family back there. Lord, send us a good family. Amen. And that boy, he's going to learn to sing facing the crowd one of these days. Amen? Yeah. Don't be a quitter. I want the Lord to see a country boy who tried to do his best for the one that died for me. My job today is to try to encourage all of y'all, to challenge all of y'all. Because if you go through this book, you'll see God had a bunch of people that was not quitters. How they suffered, how they were persecuted, how they were put to death, but they would not stop. We've got to be the same faith. Hey, folks, the way the things are today in our country with these here politicians we got now, half the country, this country's in for some bad days with this socialism. You make sure you vote, and you vote right. Don't you let anybody keep you from to voting precinct when it's time to vote. Because them people up there that are having such a hate crowd, they're going to close the door to the churches. They ain't going to let you preach because they call it hate speech. I'm telling y'all the truth, you better listen. Better vote right. Please, please don't be a quitter. A quitter's a loser. Do not be someone serving the Lord half-heartedly. Well, I'm going to try to go to church today if I'm able. Good gracious alive. I just hit 82 yesterday. I've never missed going to church unless I was in the hospital. Even in the Army, we had chapel. Of course, that chaplain didn't have nothing, most of them. At least we got there in the name of the Lord, amen. I mean, some of the sorriest excuses for church there is today. Did y'all know that? Even in this county. Get focused. Take inventory of your heart. How committed are you? How determined are you? God wants your best. He deserves your best.
That's right. He gave his best.
Quitters are losers. Quitters had no vision. Quitters finish in shame. In shame. I want to try to finish like the Apostle Paul. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 right quick. We close. Think about what Paul went through. Boy, you read what Paul went through. Lord, how mercy, what that man had to put up with to serve the Lord. He never once complained. Folks, look, we're coming to the church and we got a hater out here. Amen? We got an AC out here. You're sitting on padded pews. We didn't have such as this when I grew up. Me and my brother back there, we used to take coal to heat up a big heater at the church. That was our job. We didn't have no fans except with K and Biggs on the back of it. 2 Timothy 4. Mark this in your Bible if it ain't marked. It should be marked. I fought a good fight, verse 8-7 says. Paul said this, I fought a good fight. It's been a fight with him. I finished my course. I got done what God wanted me to do. I kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Listen to that, folks. Because he wasn't a quitter. There's a crown of righteousness laid up that'll be forever, eternity. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And listen to this. Not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. You want the Lord to come? If you want the Lord to come, you're looking for the Lord to come, you wish the Lord would come, you can get a crown of righteousness. Amen? Don't be a quitter. Determine, Lord, help me not to be a quitter. Ask the Lord. Help you be a winner. Bring honor to Him. What a good name you'll have in heaven one day. Lord, speak to hearts today. I've tried to encourage people. Don't be like the men in the Bible that were quitters. Because they passed off the pages of history. May everyone in this sanctuary today purpose in their heart, I'm going to serve the Lord with all my mind, with all my might. I'm going to be faithful to the Lord as the Lord makes it possible. And let's work for the Lord and serve the Lord and share the Lord and try to get others to know the Lord together as the body of Christ. Bless, Lord, if there's an unsaved person here, I pray for that soul. Some soul today, Lord, that's a little on the weak side, Lord, struggling side. I pray, Lord, you'd bless them, encourage them. And Lord, help us all to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our precious Savior. And I'll thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May God speak to hearts. Our altar is open. You can come this morning. Talk to the Lord from the altar. I always like to see people come to the altar to talk to the Lord. Come and pour out your heart to the Lord. Make it.